For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. Reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. Time now for the lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
As we sit here at 8:03 this morning, it is my understanding after working the phones yesterday, the top two candidates for the Broncos job are Jim Harbaugh, number one. I don't think he is out of it. And then Jonathan Gannon is number two.
Same as it ever was, right?
Not Jonathan Gannon,
number two. Not Jonathan Gannon, but if Jim Harbaugh, is he still your number one guy?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Is he your number one guy?
Until I hear that Michigan has re-upped him and it's official, I still think there's a chance for Harbaugh. I don't know if it's a better than 50-50 shot. It's probably a little south of that. That you can argue that might be because of the handling and the timing of the search by the Walton Penner Group. Regardless, I don't think it's done yet. And nothing's done until it's done.
Harbaugh doesn't have a new deal.
Nope.
You have to wonder why he accepted the Penners coming out to his home to meet his entire family.
Entire family. That's interesting.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Meet his family. Michigan's offensive coordinator just got fired for an email scandal. Out. You have Harbaugh facing sanctions in which he could be missing a game or two
already
through the NCAA.
Already at odds with the NCAA, who actually stopped a meeting in these very regards because they perceived that Harbaugh was being less than truthful about his part in allegations.
Right now, Harbaugh is the girl that's playing hard to get. You want to get to first base with me? Dinner is not going to do it. You need to hop on a private plane and spend your money on jet fuel to take me someplace nice if you want to kiss me. And so far, the Penners have acquiesced.
Is that what first base is?
First base is just a kiss. I'm not going to go all the way through the bases for you. You want to go second base? I'm fine with that. I'm going to be nice and say first base because, you know, there might be kids listening to this while they are being taken to school because
yes,
it's 1 degree right now outside.
Oh, my gosh. You are absolutely right. No coaching search, to me, is ever judged by how it's handled in the moment. It's judged by the results that it creates. I'm sticking with that. So there's going to be a lot, and I understand.
I think two things can be true at the same time.
They can be.
It's been botched.
Right.
The coaching search has not been smooth, and that's being kind.
On any level.
Right.
That is absolutely correct.
I understand the Machiavellian principle, but at the end of the day.
Well done.
I understand that they may wind up getting their guy, but how they got there, it's the old saying, the long and winding road. They've taken the long and winding road. They might get to their destination. I get it. But they went out of their way too many times to get there.
It has not been a well-oiled, smooth operation.
No, it is not.
To this point, clearly. And I will leave it to the eyes and the ears of the beholder to determine what that really means in term of their football/business acumen. That's up to you. You guys can figure it out. Have my own opinions. But I will always judge a coaching search in its aftermath, when there is data there to give you confirmation.
Okay, so hold on. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to try and find an apples to apples.
Okay.
So if Russell Wilson completely turns it around and becomes a Pro Bowl quarterback next year, last year didn't matter. Last season didn't matter.
Well, sure, it matters.
Why?
Because
end result is he became the Pro Bowl quarterback you hoped he would be.
No, because the end result for this process is 5-12. That's the end result for this process. You can't carry it over another year and then 2 years later look back on it. I mean, you know, it didn't work with Nathaniel Hackett. And it didn't work with Nathaniel Hackett for more reasons than Russell Wilson. I mean, we saw that in Seattle. We were wondering about decisions.
As we sit here,
64-yard field goal at sea level. Come on.
That was on Hackett.
My point.
As we sit here right now, this is the way I look at the Penners and I look at Pat Bowlen. When Pat Bowlen owned the Broncos, they were the Nordstrom of the football world. But after missing the playoffs for 7 consecutive years, going through 5 head coaches in 8 years, saddled with Russell Wilson's contract, and he's coming off a terrible season, and we look at this coaching search right now, I think the coaching candidates are looking at the Broncos as Walmart. How ironic.
I think the challenge of this ownership group was probably understated and maybe misunderstood a little bit by the set or the cards that they had been dealt with and that they were playing with. You've got a quarterback that had a horrible year last year that's under a big, weighty, long-term contract that's very expensive. You've got no draft picks, or virtually no draft picks, from a standpoint of being able to help the various and unfortunately numerous areas where you've got to supplement and build. There's a lot of things wrong with this job right now. And maybe there wasn't a full appreciation of where this job is viewed and how this job is viewed by candidates.
Well, that's what I said before the coaching search began. I said I think the Broncos are one of the least desirable places for a lot of different reasons. Russell Wilson's contract being number one.
It's a tough one.
And with the way that he played, for sure. And looking at the last 7 years, and looking at all the flux in different coaches, it seems like every single year. Right now, this is not a stable franchise.
No.
And I hate using this phrase, but it's true. These are not your father's Broncos anymore. They are right there with the New York Jets.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, they're paying for the sins of their fathers, but those were all sins that were allowed to happen at that point, the trust's hand.
But this is what I find interesting, and I'll tease this going into the break. I understand why people don't want George Payton to be part of the coaching search. I understand that feeling for sure after hiring Nathaniel Hackett. Well, I think the Penners agree because, as they said, or it was reported, George Payton will not be part of the second interviews. Ironically, there have been no second interviews at all. But if Jim Harbaugh doesn't take this job, we believe Quinn is out. I don't think they want Payton. They've already eliminated 4 other candidates.
Right.
Well, Greg, if you know so much, come up with a second list. Oh, wait a minute. You need George for that, don't you? Who is that second list that they might be looking at? Well, I think one of those guys, if Harbaugh doesn't take the job, he will be the new head coach. That's next.
No, if I spoke the truth. Got so much to lose. Got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, Here's Eric and Bruce.
Yeah, he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had just seen his girl.
Welcome back, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFPE.com. Understand it's breakfast time, but what about lunch? What about dinner? You know, lunch and dinner, two of the three most important meals of the day. My thought is you go to Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Not only the best barbecue in town, but easily one of the best restaurants in town. Dave, the owner, he had previous lives. And when I say that, he had different types of restaurants, and a lot of the stuff in his old restaurants are now at Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Best chicken marsala in town. One guy's opinion, I think it's fantastic. But if you want barbecue, you're probably going to go there for the barbecue. Their slowly smoked ribs with four homemade sauces, outstanding. Love their smoked corned beef Reuben. The smoked meatloaf is outstanding as well. You can get a platter of different meats as well. The sides are fantastic, and you can go there just for their desserts, and all of them are homemade. Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. You can find them off of 36 and Pecos. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have over 600 five-star reviews? No one has better service, and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to MightyPH.com.
So we mentioned it in the opening segment of the 8 o'clock hour that I have been told that the Broncos are probably looking at two guys now for their head coaching job. Jim Harbaugh is going to be number one, and that is understandable. He hasn't signed a new deal with Michigan, still facing NCAA sanctions. He did invite the Penners to spend a lot of money on jet fuel to come out there and court him. I don't believe for a minute what the Broncos are saying, that they just wanted to have a face-to-face. No, they went there to offer him the job. They wanted him to be the head coach after everything that has happened last week with D'Amico Ryans, because it looks like he is going to the Houston Texans. I think Harbaugh's number one, but I think Jonathan Gannon, who interviewed very well with the Broncos last year, along with other teams, all the teams that interviewed him were incredibly impressed. With that, I think Jonathan Gannon is number two. I think the Cardinals are interested in Jonathan Gannon. The question is, do you want to wait 2 weeks in order to interview him? And you know what? I'll add on to it. If they would have put him on the first list of eight, you wouldn't have to wait 2 weeks because you would have already talked to him and the Penners could have met him to make their decision. That was a mistake, period.
I wonder why he wasn't on the first wave. Why do you think? He was a guy that, as we heard last year, interviewed well. Then why not come back to him again? He's only leading one of the best defenses in all the National Football League. Certainly the most aggressive.
I'll give you a reason potentially.
All right.
Give you a reason potentially. Because it is my understanding Peyton Manning has been part of this process. The Penners are seeking out Peyton Manning's opinion on who would be great head coaches. You don't think for a minute that Jim Caldwell got an interview because George Payton said interview this guy. It was because of Peyton Manning. We saw a list that I was told by two different sources that there are three more guys they could be looking at. Jonathan Gannon, Mike Kafka, who is the offensive coordinator for the Giants, and Brian Callahan. Brian Callahan has strong connections to Peyton Manning. I think that's one reason why he is on the list. Why wasn't Jonathan Gannon on that list? I don't know, but I'd be hard-pressed to believe that George Payton did not say, interview Jonathan Gannon.
Brian Callahan was a part of the Broncos offensive staff from 2010 through the Super Bowl in 2015.
That's
very
right.
Very familiar with everything here in Denver, has great experience
right
in the whole nine yards. Kafka to me is really interesting. If you're into college football and you remember this, Mike Kafka was a quarterback at Northwestern.
Not the guy who wrote the book The Castle.
No. We're safe there, although philosophically he may have that kind of illumination.
He might be a descendant of Franz Kafka, but I'm not sure.
We might be safe in that regard, but who knows? And if he was, wouldn't that be interesting in and of itself? So he is a very interesting guy because of his association for 5 years to Andy Reid. Under, by the way, Eric Bieniemy.
By the way, you cover the Chiefs for a long time. Mm-hmm. I still have connections with the Chiefs, and make no mistake about it, I don't think for a minute Andy Reid would be upset if Eric Bieniemy walked out the door. And with that, I think that Reid looked at Kafka as the shining star on his coaching staff, specifically on offense. He looks at Kafka as the next great head coach in this league. And Kafka wasn't moving up as long as Bieniemy's there.
Nope. They could not get that figured out. Because I think that Andy Reid would be very pleased right now to be having Mike Kafka calling elements of the offense.
Kafka went to the Giants because he had the opportunity, under Brian Daboll, a pretty good offensive coordinator himself.
Right.
Kafka had a chance to call plays.
But he made Daniel Jones, he helped to make Daniel Jones into more than a competent to an actually pretty good quarterback that served the Giants pretty well this season.
When people watch the Super Bowl, if Jonathan Gannon is eventually going to be the guy as a Broncos fan, how is Gannon going to scheme against Andy Reid? Because we might see that twice a year next year. And then, if Kafka is the guy, you have a guy who knows Andy Reid really well. How are the Broncos going to scheme against Andy Reid, in which he knows that offense inside and out? So those are two very intriguing candidates.
No question. It's a wonderful game of chess, and because you basically have got to figure out a way to compete in your own division, right? I mean, that's really where the Broncos are. They got a mess on their hands, and they've got a lot of things that they've got to get figured out. But more than anything, they've got to figure out a way to be more competitive against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who would you rather have, Gannon or Kafka? Jones is like a Russell Wilson who needs to use his feet. Jones had a pretty good season when everybody left him for dead.
Yeah.
You want that Kansas City Chiefs offense here in Denver? Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I understand you don't have Patrick Mahomes, but at least you have a lot of the same concepts.
Right. Absolutely. Kafka, of the three that we have learned about over the weekend, is the one that's most intriguing to me.
Intriguing to me, too. But even if you're a great coordinator, Wade Phillips, Norv Turner.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean you're going to be a great head coach. When people look at Jonathan Gannon, they look at him as a potential great head coach, despite the fact he also happens to be a terrific defensive coordinator. Same thing with D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
People think he will be a better head coach than a defensive coordinator.
Right.
Mike Tomlin was a very good coach when he wasn't a head coach, but he is your quintessential head coach where he understands the position.
All three of these guys are guys that you don't shake your head and roll your eyes at.
Wait, Kafka, Gannon, who?
And Callahan.
Well, Callahan, I don't know.
I don't think you roll your eyes at it. I mean, you don't have Joe Burrow.
Right?
You don't have Joe Burrow, man, and Joe Burrow is a difference maker. So is Patrick Mahomes, by the way.
Right.
It's an interesting situation, but they have options. I hope they have options.
Option number 9, 10, and 11, because they were not part of the original 8. Why weren't these guys interviewed? Just like we said last year. Why wasn't Daboll interviewed? Why wasn't Peterson interviewed?
Or why was Evero, Shaw, Morris, and Caldwell interviewed?
Right.
because they were all dismissed out of hand.
Wait, who, what are the names again? Caldwell?
Evero, Shaw, Morris, Caldwell.
What do they all have in common?
They're all African-American.
I don't think I need to say anything, do I? Listen, I think it's great that you want to include minorities, and maybe one of them will be your head coach, like Vance Joseph.
Yeah.
Like, looking at the coaching staff last year. When it comes to diversity, I understand the Pittsburgh Steelers have the Rooney Rule, but at the end of the day, the Broncos are very, very inclusive when it comes to hiring minorities. Just look at their ownership group. But they made a mistake not interviewing Gannon. Now they have to wait 2 weeks. Kafka, they don't have to wait. And Callahan, they don't have to wait.
I think Evero was a hostile witness from day one. They knew that going in. Come on.
Right.
Come on. We knew that.
Right.
Shaw was a bridge too far.
Yep.
Right? Good coach. Right? Good coach. No question about that. But not a good fit for what they were looking for.
Remember how we all laughed at George Payton at the press conference when he was asked about the coaching search and he said, "I should have cast a wider net."
Yeah.
We're like, how much wider of a net can you cast?
And here we are.
With 10 candidates.
Right.
Now you're potentially at 11. Mine goes to 11.
Raheem Morris didn't move the needle at all for anybody. Right? I mean, there was literally nothing out of that camp.
Right.
Nothing. And then Jim Caldwell obviously is, 67 years old, has been out of the game for 3 years. Was that more or less a nod to Peyton Manning, who obviously wanted him interviewed? So there you go.
So we have, listen, I understand the ends justify the means with the coaching search. Who are you going to get? But it doesn't mean you didn't make a mess of it to get there. So we have the Penners and the way this coaching search has gone, and we still don't know the outcome. We have Stan Kroenke, who has two championship level teams, but you can't watch them on Comcast, and this has been going on for years. And then you have Dick Monfort, who just can't keep his mouth shut. What did he say over the weekend? It is a buffet of wrong on so many levels. That's next.
I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, when I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mileysports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
For the mess that is the Broncos coaching search, leave it to Dick Monfort to steal the spotlight. If you are PR for the Rockies, do yourself a favor and keep Dick Monfort away from a microphone or speaking in public, because everything he says makes news and it's a whole bowl of wrong. With that, he told Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post, "We have a lot of talent and I think we can play 500 ball." He also said he doesn't 100% agree with what the Padres are doing, spending all kinds of money. Adding, "I look at the Padres and they have a really talented team, but they do have some holes too. They've got 3, maybe 4 starting pitchers. They're sort of like us."
What?
But this was my absolute favorite comment from the weekend. ESPN put out their top 100 prospects list. The Rockies do have 4 guys on their list, which is good.
Yeah.
When you look at past years, they might have 2.
Sure.
And then Monfort said, I think we should have at least 15 guys on the list.
What?
Well, you're taking the word of your excellent scouting director, Bill Schmidt, and now putting it out there in public because that's what Bill Schmidt told you?
Anybody that thinks the Rockies are in line for a 500 season is delusional.
Well, that would be an improvement.
That's delusional. There is, when you look at what the Rockies have done or not done to this point, you can make the argument, what they win last year, 68? I think that's right, 68, right in that general vicinity. They are probably somewhere, the only difference is they're not playing a division-weighted schedule this year. It's a more evenly cast schedule across Major League Baseball.
Well, that's
they're not playing 19 times against teams in the National League West.
But that's unfortunate because it sounds to me like Dick Monfort would like a crack at the Padres 20 to 30 times.
Dick Monfort also said in that same passage, I guess I can understand why our, when he was talking about the Padres, I guess our probably fans would probably like to be like the Padres. Kind of like, yeah, of course. Here's what I would like. If I'm a fan, and by the way, I am probably more of a fan of the Padres than really any team in Denver. Because, I mean, I don't know why. It's just baseball, and I want to see the Padres do well. I like Buddy Black a great deal. Have a lot of respect for him. But I just don't see, I don't know where you see any leaps of improvement. Chris Bryant, play more than 41 games. Okay, good. Ezekiel Tovar at shortstop, that's a totally different kind of reason to go to the ballpark. Guys like me, I like that kind of in the weeds. I like to go and watch a player. And I can do that, and it makes it interesting for me. But this isn't going to be an interesting team from a standpoint of wins and losses. Please, don't be silly. And yes, the Padres are doing exactly what all of us as fans would like to see. A team that is going to compete at the highest level to try to get to the postseason and gasp, win a World Series. Is there anything wrong with that equation?
By the way, when he was talking about the Padres and their rotation, he pointed out Yu Darvish and Blake Snell. And I don't know, Yu Darvish had a pretty good year at 16-8 with a 3.10 ERA, and Snell was 3.38. Did Marquez do that last year? I don't think he did. How about Freeland? How about Senzatella? They didn't have guys anywhere close to that. Didn't even have anybody close to that. So let's look at the owners in town. We know the mess that is the coaching search as we sit here today.
Okay.
We know that the Cronkies have two championship-level teams, but they haven't been on Comcast in 3-4 years. And then you have Dick Monfort. Who's the best owner in town?
Cronky.
You have to say that.
Yes.
They have championship-level teams.
Right.
Although over half of the city can't watch them.
And that is just head shaking still that we're talking about it. In fact, we've gone so far beyond talking about it that it's just normal operating procedure now. Right. Right?
So you have the Penners who got some new turf for $400,000. They're doing improvements for $100 million.
He loves the $400,000 field. And I do too.
I think it's great.
It is cool.
But the coaching search has looked like a hot mess. You know what the coaching search looks like? It's like you left your 16-year-old son at home alone while you went out for a long weekend with your wife, and you come home and he wasn't smart enough to clean up the party that he had that he wasn't approved to have. That's what the house looks like right now as we sit here. Jim Harbaugh could be the guy, and as you said, the ends justify the means. But the funny thing is, with the way this coaching search is going right now, the Avalanche and Nuggets not on Comcast, Dick Monfort is in his own category as a distant third. As he famously said, I want to make the playoffs 2 out of every 3 years. You haven't made the playoffs since 2018. So now it's year 5, and you're hoping for a 500 record. You struck out, Dick. You're 0 for 5 in your 5-year stretch.
I think Dick, in his own mind, thinks that he wants what's best for the Rockies. But I think that I think it's probably the business of baseball. How much money are they making?
It's not
in that ballpark.
The problem for the Monforts, and I will defend him here, mm-hmm. has not been spending. He does spend. He just spends on the wrong things.
Right.
He gave the wrong guy his checkbook in Jeff Breidich. But when he talks about the Padres and how much they're spending, what he's really saying is we need to draft and develop like, I don't know, the Tampa Bay Rays. Kind of like the Houston Astros, who traded for guys and then brought them up. The problem for the Rockies is not only don't they spend for great players, which I can understand, but they're not good at drafting and developing either. So what's the solution?
They had DJ LeMahieu, Nolan Arenado.
LeMahieu, by the way, wanted to stay. He told me that.
Right. And Trevor Story. They had those three in their infield. And look at where they are now.
And they drafted and developed Story and Arenado.
Right.
But then again, Bill Schmidt, I believe he was the scouting director for 20 years, I think has drafted 5, maybe 6 All-Stars.
Right.
Story, Arenado, Blackman. David Dahl for 1 year, and I am missing one guy.
David Dahl, unfortunately, is a sad one-off. You talk about a guy that just could never get healthy.
But think about that.
No, you're right.
You draft 5 or 6 All-Stars over 20 years? That's awful.
Not good.
That is awful. And oh, by the way, I'll go back to 2006, where you had an opportunity to draft Clayton Kershaw, Tim Lincecum, Max Scherzer, but you went with Greg Reynolds with the number 2 overall pick in the draft. Bravo. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll chat more about the Chiefs and Eagles advancing to the Super Bowl and also talk about the Avs' first half as they come up on the All-Star break. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Get the stretch. Right to Harlem, Hollywood. Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show up. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it. I'm too hot. Hot dance. Call the police and the...
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. And speaking of Rocky Mountain Forest Products, want to bring in my resident Packers fan and the marketing director for Rocky Mountain Forest Products, my guy Ty. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Eric. How are you?
Good. I am guessing, and I could be off, so feel free to correct me. This is probably one of the busiest times of the season for you. I know it is cold outside, but we are heading into spring fast, and people are thinking of doing a lot of building this spring, so they want to get their lumber right now. Does that sound about right?
That does sound about right, and honestly, there's no better time to plan than right now. Planning takes place inside in the warm, and the thing is, we have trained sales guys here that can walk you through every step of the way once you want to get your project underway.
With that, how are you able to get such low prices for everyone? I'm not just talking about contractors, because when you hear the word wholesale, usually it applies to contractors. How are you able to do this for the general public?
Yeah, it's just relationships that we had with the mills over the last 50 years, and we've been grandfathered in time and time again through all these new laws and everything. So, yeah, we pass that savings on to you. We cut out the middleman. We buy the thing straight from the source, so there's no markup or anything like that. The price you're getting is pretty much the best price anywhere the market can find. And on top of it, we're incredibly transparent. You want to come buy from us, we can recommend you a contractor at no markup. If you want to send your contractor down to us, we can send you over the pricing, so there's no markup there. It's just a very user-friendly experience here.
Let's make a comparison. The big box stores versus Rocky Mountain Forest products in terms of price and quality of product. What are the differences?
Yeah, so the biggest difference is obviously price. There's that. But all of our stuff here is a premium grade, where when you go to any of the big box stores, it's typically a standard grade, and also it's picked over. Here at Rocky Mountain, you don't actually get to pick your materials. I understand that can be a little confusing. But it's to ensure the quality for everyone that purchases from us. Because if you go to a big box store and you happen to, you know, get there late and all of the materials already picked over, you're going to get a ton of material that just isn't really that usable. Here, we will guarantee you that all of our material is usable and very good. And if not, you can always return it.
Now let's talk about your Green Bay Packers. Word is that both the Packers and Rodgers are open to a trade. How would you feel if Aaron Rodgers is no longer a Green Bay Packer?
See, so we had conversations similar to this last year, and my stance on it is if you want to go, if you want to retire, that's fine. Let's not drag this thing out until March again. Let's move on to Jordan Love. I was alive for the whole Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers song and dance, been there before. Just want to get past this and actually hopefully have a winning season next year.
By the way, are you an owner? A part owner of the Green Bay Packers?
I am a part owner of the Green Bay Packers,
cool.
Yes.
How much did you
buy? I bought a piece of paper for $300 and some, yes.
And where is that piece of paper?
That is hung up in my home office.
And you hang it with pride, I'm guessing.
I do, very much, yes.
And what kind of return on investment have you gotten on that?
0.0 except sadness since they've lost this year.
How do people find Rocky Mountain Forest products?
Go check us out at rmfp.com. It's basically an encyclopedia of all things lumber. And come check us out if you're going to the convention center this week. The Pro Green Expo is going on. A lot of landscapers. We're going to be there with the giant booth, big deck, pergola, the whole nine yards. Come talk to me, some of the other sales guys, and have a great week.
Will you be the guy wearing the foam cheese head?
No, I actually am in a big inflatable tree.
Nice. Like the Stanford Cardinal. Like the Stanford Cardinal. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it.
All right. Hey, Ty, have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. You too.
See ya. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
Are you ready?
Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
All right, just in case you missed it, going back to the conference championship games, Patrick Mahomes yesterday playing with a high ankle sprain wound up passing 29 of 43 for 326 yards, no interceptions, and had a quarterback rating of 105.4. First of all, how did you think Mahomes looked out there yesterday on a hobbled leg? And on the flip side, your thoughts on Burrow's day?
Well, how did he look on the last play that set up the field goal? That's all you really need to know, right? He's a baller. He played well all day long. I thought Tony Romo was really good in some of his commentary in saying that he might be benefited by the fact that his immobility could keep him a little bit longer in the pocket. He was fantastic in the pocket all day long. It was a great effort. And just another indication about the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs annoy me, but I don't know how you can't not like Patrick Mahomes. The dude's a baller.
It was a gutty performance.
Sure was.
Because he was hobbled, specifically as the game went on. And the key play, I understand, was the 15-yard penalty. But Mahomes was willing to sacrifice his body to get in that position.
Phenomenal.
Not a lot of guys would.
Phenomenal.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Super Bowl odds have been released, and the game originally opened as a pick'em with the over-under line set at 49.5. But within 30 minutes of the opening line, the line moved to Eagles minus 1.5. Are the Eagles rightfully small favorites? And as of right now, who's your pick to win Super Bowl 57?
I like the Chiefs' experience, having been there. This is, what, the third time that most of this core has been there together. They do have one championship. I think it counts for something. But give me the Eagles' defense. That's what I'm going to bet. Give me 27-24 as of right now. So that's a slight take of the over. And I'm taking the Eagles to win by three.
It's funny. When I looked up the line, I saw that the Chiefs were favored by one. I was going to bet it right there. But I wanted to do a parlay with it, so I waited. So bottom line is this. For as great as Mahomes is, I don't think he will. I still think he's going to be hobbled.
He will.
Okay. It's a 3-4 to 6 week injury.
Right.
But he will be healthier. But the pass rush for the Eagles is so stinking good. The last time we saw, and granted, it had to do with a leaky offensive line in the Super Bowl. The last time we saw Mahomes face a great pass rush, he got mauled by Tampa.
Yep, in the Super Bowl.
Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, we'll save the Avs for tomorrow. For some perspective here, since the Broncos have won Super Bowl 50, the Eagles won a Super Bowl, then they fired their coach, Doug Peterson, kind of went through a full rebuild and made it all the way back to the Super Bowl. Any thoughts on that little perspective?
Well, good observation. Second Super Bowl in 6 years. That's good ownership and good decision making. Good for them. What are you going to say at this point?
By the way, I will say this, and I think every one of our listeners will agree. So for the first time, I'm about to say something where 100% of the people listening and watching will agree. This Super Bowl features the two most annoying fan bases in Super Bowl history. The Chiefs, because of all their success, and Eagles fans are just the Eagles. Philadelphia fans are the type of fans that go to the airport to cheer the rocky landings. That's just who they are. Always have a chip on their shoulder. And that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed. Am I wrong about that?
No, I was sitting here thinking about it. Snowballs thrown at Santa Claus.
Jeez. Cheering when a guy got carted off the field. Is that Michael Irvin?
God, it was Michael Irvin.
The neck injury?
Yeah. They were cheering when he got, not because he was, potentially going to be okay. It's just they were just mean-spirited about it. But you know what? I'm afraid to see which team wins the game because the losing side will probably start picking fights. So, but if I had my choice, I would rather the Eagles win because if they lose, they will be looking for fights all over that stadium. Right?
That's a distinct possibility.
Right. That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, they always have great specials on wine, all domestic wines, 15% off. Argonaut Wine and Liquor, COR Westward calls them the best liquor store in Denver, 5 years running. Check them out off of Colfax, argonautliquor.com, or download their app. Zach Alex, great job today. By the way, I want to point this out. Zach has always done a great job covering the Broncos for years. Now he's on the CU beat covering Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. And if you had your choice right now, going into next year, would you rather cover CU or the Broncos?
Well,
if you had to pick.
Still the Broncos. I'm sorry. I'm an NFL guy now.
I understand that.
But the story is better in Boulder. Period.
Amen. Make the best possible day you can.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.